This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, everybody? Welcome on into Sports Talk this Tuesday, August 26th edition. The 53-man roster, the initial one set for the Saints, as well as a starting quarterback to help us talk about all things black and gold. We got the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on the line. Bobby, how's it going today, man?
Good, yeah. This is always a hard day for coaches because, to develop relationships. And they always have one or two surprises. When you see a final roster, but, it could still change. It's still fluid compared to when you're going to play the first game and, trades are made. And we just saw that trying to get depth in the line, kind of snake bit. I think that's really affecting the team. Why they have to make a move with extra linemen with Landon Young being that swing tackle and, not being available, so.
Cannon, I know it's no surprise to you and a lot of folks the fact that Kellen Moore did come out and name the starting quarterback for the black and gold, and we're riding with the Rattlers, Spencer Rattler getting the nod.
Yeah, I thought that's the direction they would grow, go with, simply because, Spencer Rattler has played NFL games and there's a lot of questions with this team right now, and I think if they can end up playing both of them, depending on what occurs. Now, Spencer Rattler's the man until he's not the man. If what I mean by that, he's got an opportunity to play, but you got to win. And it's not going to be like, oh, you had a bad half or a bad game, we're going to replace you, for the next game. You might have to have a bad month, and then you go in a different direction. But I think they'd much rather, if they're both going to play, they'd much rather go with Spencer Rattler, then bring in Tyler Shuck, or the other way around, and Tyler Shuck's not necessarily getting it done, and then going to Spencer Rattler. I kind of thought that way even after OTA's minicamp and the training camp, and it was close. It wasn't like, Spencer Rattler was way better than Shuck, or if Shuck would have been named the starter. No, it was a pretty even battle overall when you look at, they both made plays in the game and everything, but when you say surprises, I don't know what you were surprised at, but, you could see who's getting up on the practice squad. That's what you have to look at also.
Right.
right now who they can develop. Like, I think, like, Fidel Diggs, I thought he caught our attention way more than Isaiah Foskey. You know, the seventh round, he had a good camp, seventh round pick from Syracuse. And Isaiah Foskey, he didn't do anything, so that didn't surprise me. You never know when you have a veteran because, they've played in the league. They've been around, like, Jonah Williams or Jonathan Bullard. You know, they end up cutting Jonah Williams and went with Jonathan Bullard. You know, they both played for Brandon Staley, so, he's familiar with both those guys. I guess Rashid Shaheen might be running back punch for. I don't know if y'all think something different. I thought that was a little surprise not having Dante Pettis, simply because when Rashid got hurt last year, I thought Dante Pettis did a fine job in the return game as a punt returner. I don't know. When you look at Velus Jones Jr., I think he's more kick returner than actual punt returner. Who you going to trust to field the ball? Now, feel good story. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we'd have wanted him.
Right.
Now, obviously, to be on the roster, but I don't know what direction they're going to go with him, a practice squad or another opportunity. You know who was competing in at a high level and end up, not making it, and he was a veteran? Terrell Burgess, the safety. That was not a surprise, but if you'd have told me this, that at the beginning of camp, like the Terrell Burgess or who's going to work out, Julian Blackman, I saw Terrell Burgess has a great chance to make the team. But obviously, I think he's dealing with an injury, and that didn't work out. Amadi, that didn't surprise me, going with him more. It seems like his versatility and his being he's kind of a guy they'd want to also utilize on the blitz, if depending with Alante Taylor. Now, he had a free ring to the quarterback last time. He didn't get him down. But, so it wasn't too many surprises, to tell you the truth. I thought, for instance, even though Nephi Sewell and DeMarco Jackson, they've been on the team, then outstanding special teams guys. I think Isaiah Stallburg was even better. So good to see. That's a great opportunity for him and Jalen Ford. I think they're going to do, regardless, one of the best special teams teamers. And that was the thing with Jalen Ford. Even when they drafted him, he was coming in out of the 2024 draft. He was considered an outstanding special teamer. So when you look at like surprises, it's hard to say. If you had practice every day, it's hard to say like, whoa, I can't believe that guy didn't make it. Or that guy got cut.
For me, Bobby, the one surprise I was that made the roster was Cedric Wilson Jr. Just after you acquired someone in, Devon Villay, thinking he could be that, blocker in the run game and also that bigger body target for you.
Yeah, that's another thing. But I think experience with Kellen Moore,
sure,
and that trust
right.
factor. You look, you think, oh, they might end up cutting him or end up on the practice squad. But I think his run blocking ability and plus his previous time with Kellen Moore with, I think it was with Dallas. So I think that boded well for him in that regard. But Dante Pettis, were you surprised? Does this mean for the 49ers game that Rashid Shaheed's returning punts?
Yeah, like you mentioned there, just from the special teams aspect of things, unless you think you could put Velus Jones Jr. in there.
Well, I don't, but you can't. Anybody can fumble, but we've never talked to him. We've talked to him more, even though he's played receiver. We've talked to him more as a kick returner, and in preseason had two outstanding, kick returns. When I'm talking about not taking it to the house, but
nice chunks,
35 plus yards, almost 40 yards, and I think with the depth in the interior line, that didn't surprise me. That they put Ridgeway on IR. I'm not saying he's not hurt, but that's one of those things, when you're trying to, how can we keep him? Because I think they really like Ridgeway, and they traded for him last year, and I think they want to still see more out of him. Traded for him with the Washington Commanders last year, but looking at Vernon Brown, I think obviously the draft choice, bright future. Christian Boyd, I think, played well, and they're really confident in him behind Godshaw, you know, backing up. And he's made a couple of plays that, you know, caught our attention. And I think that, like Stalbert, that's what you got to do. You got to get the coach's attention. And if you're on the back end trying to make the roster, the special teams coach has to go to bat for you. And I think Stalbert and Ford would be two perfect examples of that, with Coach Galliano, you know, going to bat for them. Because DeMarco Jackson and Nephi Sewell, you look, they had – it wasn't their first or second year. You know, they've been around. Now, it'll be interesting to see Rico Payton, because I thought he had outstanding camp last year. Remember, he made the team, but they waived him injured. That's kind of interesting development. Is that some kind of injury settlement that they paid him? You know, had a good camp and then made plays in games. And considering the tight end situation, Trayton Welch, you know, he ended up getting cut. I think he would definitely be a practice squad guy that I could see them trying to develop. They kept the rookie tight end. Like, I don't know, I thought maybe it could be the blocking, but Molokai, you know, the tight end, I thought Welch was a better receiving tight end than him.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking at back with the QB canon, Tyler Shuck, his agent took to social media and said, quote, "I like the plan," and has two hands shaking. So it at least seems that both parties are okay. You know, you don't want anybody's feelings to get hurt. I know we're all big boys now, but Tyler Shuck's agent tweeting out he likes the plan for the quarterback position right now with the Saints.
Well, you know, as a quarterback, when you do get an opportunity, and I don't care who it is, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or whether it's Dylan Gabriel, you look at Cleveland. Okay, look at Flacco. Flacco's 40 years old. He ain't the future, but the future is now for the Browns, and that's who the guy. But what you have to do as a quarterback, what Tyler Shuck has to do, is that prepare like you're playing even though you're not playing. And who knows, Spencer Rattler gets injured, you're in the game, and you got to be up to speed. So you got to be a pro, and you got to study and how you prepare. So you got to prepare each week, and you don't get discouraged, that even though you're not playing, you got to prepare like you're playing. and you got to be a pro. And that could be anyone that's kind of disappointed. I was fighting for the job. I thought I had a great chance. And that's why I even bring up like the Browns, because Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Man, you can't go chill out now. You got to try and get better and impress the coaches. So you might be running the scout team, and even with Tyler Shuck. You're running the scout team. Well, lead the players around you and be on point and try and get better and better, because you're going to get an opportunity. He's going to get an opportunity. You just got to be ready for the opportunity to take advantage of it.
You know, Bobby, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about the offensive line depth. We've seen all these injuries throughout the preseason and early on. Obviously, even before the preseason started, Saldivari goes down. He goes on the IR for the year. Landon Young gets hurt in the final preseason game. He's out for the year. Will Clapp gets hurt in the first preseason game. He's out for the year. And just get absolutely decimated. And that's not even mentioning the injury to, like, Trevor Penning. Now, he's only going to be out for a shorter period of time. It's not as severe as some of those other injuries. But I was looking at it, and obviously the Saints made the trade to bring in Luke Fortner, who's a backup center. They made the trade today as well with Dallas to bring in Awesome Richards, who's now your backup tackle because you just didn't have one after Landon Young got injured. And then Torricelli Simpkins making the final 53-man roster. I think that's a real fun story because the UDFA from South Carolina really kind of made a name for himself throughout the preseason after Clapp got injured. He comes into that Chargers game, plays all the snaps. He got praise from the coaching staff. And it just feels like the depth behind, you know, the front five that the Saints have is kind of patchwork because of how many injuries you suffered early on. But the Saints made some moves to make sure that they at least had some bodies behind that starting five.
Oh, no, without a doubt, Charlie. Yeah, I should have mentioned that earlier. I'm glad you brought that up. No, that was the best feel-good story of Camp Simpkins. I mean, if you look how they impressed it, undrafted free agent, and look all the snaps he played. I mean, he was really like, you know, like playing full games. You know, in preseason, you might get like 2.5 quarters, but you look at the charges. When Will Clapp went down, he basically played, you know, the whole game. So that's a great feel-good story in Simpkins. And, yeah, you had to get a swing tackle. I think with Landon Young going down, we're just going to have luck with injuries with the offensive line. And when you think about it, even before we had any injuries, we were like, come on, they got to play great. They have to play a lot better than they've been playing. Alvin Kamara, I always say this, come on, he has a lot left in the tank, but you got to open up holes for him and give him an opportunity to get going. And then no matter who's the quarterback, they have to be able to block, and whether it's pass protecting or run blocking. It'll be interesting to see because he was outstanding. I think we read this at Pro Football Focus. Kelvin Banks was number one tackle, graded pass protection, but not so much run blocking. So that's something that he can work on. So, I think if we get off to a slow start, that being the Saints, I think because the offensive line is getting their butt kicked, that they need to be challenged. And I think if offensive line plays well, because I'm confident our D line will, if offensive line plays well, we have a fighting chance. That's what I truly believe. And if we do have a lot of adversity, I just think right now, the team would rather have Spencer Rattler there to handle adversity and Tyler Shuck. I was just saying this from a mental standpoint. Because when you look at Spencer Rattler, come on, he's already hadn't won an NFL game. He's 0-6, and he's just trying to get a win. So I think to him, he can handle that adversity and just keep fighting. And that's why I think it was a better, you know, route to take to go with him. But again, Spencer Rattler is going to need the offensive line to help him out, and so will the running game. And our receivers can't have all these like 3 or 4 drop passes in the game, make contested catches, which you know you have the ability, but you got to actually do it in the game. So there's a lot of things that have to come together, and it's going to be a challenge. You might say like, "Oh, I'm glad we're playing the Cardinals and instead of the Bills or the Eagles the first game," or, you know, something like that, you know, the strength of schedule and all that. But the Cardinals play hard, and their D-line is going to get after our O-line, and you're going to see stuff that nobody game planned in preseason. You're going to see, like, you know, Spencer Allen knows this. That's one thing also compared to Chuck. I mean, he's still seeing a little more game speed, regular season, how you turn it up. And they're going to dial up some blitzes trying to get after him and pardon the pun, but trying to rattle Spencer Rattler. and get him like, oh, I don't know where they're coming from. So there's a lot of things that have to come into play, but the Saints come away with a win. And it's going to be a challenge week one against the Cardinals.
Thanks for the time, Ken. Get Rose Rattler sound effects ready for game day September 7th.
Yes, the Saints need to get that on the big screen. Because they have to, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. If Rattler gets off and he's playing awesome, they got to have a rattlesnake with that Rattler rattling loud, and the fans can get all into it.
Steve's getting on it for our soundboard as well, Bobby, for the show. So we'll figure that out eventually.
Oh, yeah, we got to get that. We got to be all on board with the Rattler now. I got y'all.
Who that, Cannon? Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Bobby.
Who that? Okay, bye.
Bobby Aber, the Cajun Cannon, joining us there with his thoughts on the Saints' initial 53-man roster.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.